Jay, congratulations. So happy for you, and thanks so much for giving me a few minutes today.
Yeah, Chris, it's my pleasure, and thank you, for everybody for their support. It's been a special day yesterday and today, and I'm very proud of our guys.
So many moments as I'm watching the live coverage yesterday on the Golf Channel, and I was supposed to have left Birmingham to get down here about 3 hours earlier, but I wasn't leaving the TV. I was hanging there with you on the back nine. Had to see it. I couldn't decide what was my favorite moment: you jumping in the arms of Trey Mullinax, or you running down the fairway to go see Corey Whitsitt. What an unbelievable way to wrap things up.
Yeah, it really was. Unfortunately, there were two very uncoordinated, unathletic looking things there, but they were all motion, and it was great that, you know, that Trey made that putt, and it wasn't, you know, something as a guy missing and you just win it that way. I think it was nice that it was some type of a celebratory moment, and so I was really proud for Trey and our guys, and they were all around the green, and so kind of worked out really cool. The theater of it did.
I hope at some point, maybe you've seen some of it, but I hope you're able to go back and sit and watch and enjoy the coverage. One of the things that was most special to me was when you did get to Corey and you're telling him to put that bag down. And it was almost, I know you use football analogies a lot, which I think is great. To me, it was almost like he didn't want to put the bag down because it's like a football player taking the pads off for the last time. When I put the bag down, I'm done. And that's the way it almost seemed to be for him. Just didn't want it to end, as happy as he was that it ended the way it did.
Yeah, we knew, that yesterday was going to be their last round no matter what happened. And we wanted, of course, to go out and get their legacy and win for themselves. But, it was as fun and as exciting as the moment was, it was really – also very sad because it is the last time these guys will put on the crimson shirt with the Alabama A on there and play for us. And so I think we were all trying to hold on to it. I had as many team meetings as you can have. They were keeping bags on their shoulders, and they're a special group, and we will truly miss them.
You had those guys coming back. You had a national championship that you had just won. From the outside, it would look as though you didn't need anything else to win again. But yet, when the top coaching free agent in the nation became available, you immediately grab the phone and call Coach McGraw about coming to join your program. Take us back to that moment and your decision to bring him in to be a part of it and to get to where we were basically about 22 hours ago.
Yeah, Mike was has been a friend for a long time. We have very few friends in coaching because we're all trying after the same prize, and sometimes we just get a little too personal. But Mike and I have had a friendship for a long time. We've also had similar interest in college golf ministries and other things outside of golf. And so when Oklahoma State made a decision to do what they wanted to do for their program, I didn't hesitate. I wanted him to be part of what we were doing because he's a special coach, and I think he's one of the best, if not the best, in the business. And I called him. I just didn't want him to think it was demeaning or anything like that because he could coach anywhere he wanted to, but this was a special group, and he knew them from recruiting also, and I just wanted him to be part of it. It wasn't anything of, a charity thing or even a thing, well, we can win a national championship if I get him. I just thought this program was special. These guys were special, and it's my job to make sure that I surround them with the most special people I can. And there's nobody more special than Mike. And so when he said yes, it really truly just transformed our team again. And it brought an energy, and he brought, instant credibility and respect that the players that we had in place needed. We really probably didn't need some young up-and-comer. These guys didn't. They needed a seasoned veteran. And so it was a perfect marriage for me personally, as we were going through our third assistant coach, and then also for these guys who were national champions. They needed a guy who could handle that big stage, and I'm really proud that Mike said yes. And he's been a huge impact on my life on and off the golf course, and I think we've done that a little bit for him, but it also gave him an avenue to heal a little bit, and yesterday was true redemption for him.
I can't imagine, though, Jay, how tough yesterday was on him. Look, I mean, he's committed to your program, your team, you and those guys. I understand that. But having the personal relationships that he did with each of the kids that were wearing orange yesterday, and knowing what they had invested to be in that moment, in talking with him, has he been able to put into words what that was like for him?
No, I don't think he has. And I've seen a couple of the interviews and watched them, and I did see. I think you can see it on his expression and in his, you know, in just his body language, how special it was to be there. And it was bittersweet. I mean, those five guys, he had an investment in all five of those other players too. But in the end, his heart was here. So I think the joy of that, and I think the joy these guys kind of breathed back into his life and into his career, just trumped everything. And so, but it was a day that I can't even imagine what it was like. Like I said, I was just happy for him because you could really see, you know, he looked like he lost 20 pounds.
Talking to J.C. Well, the head coach of the national champion Alabama men's golf team, second straight title claimed yesterday. And the two national championships are incredibly impressive. The fact that you've been in three championship rounds, unbelievable, coach. But to be as dominant as you were start to finish this season, kind of put into words, if you can, what it was like to go through that week by week, to see those guys deliver week after week, and then when they needed it the absolute most, come through as they did.
What I'm really proud of is from day one, we were the number one ranked team and never relinquished that. And it was a year-long thing. And with that comes a bullseye, and it does weigh on you. You can tell people will tell you that all the time, or you hear it, and you go, wait, I don't understand, just golf or whatever. It becomes very heavy, and the pressures, whatever that may be, can weigh on you. And we had a little slip-up. We won 11 golf tournaments in a row, which has never been done in collegiate golf. But then we lost three. We played three tournaments where we finished 2 seconds and a fourth, and the whole world was coming to an end, it seemed like. But but we understood. It was in the middle of a time that we were the weight of expectations and everything that was around us, and from coaches to players, that we needed to deal with a little bit. And so really proud of how the whole year has gone, not being content at the beginning of the year and being hungry. And then when things kind of got down a little bit, that we found our stride and found a way to persevere and overcome and be the team that we knew we could be. And then they end up doing it. So it's been a long year, but it's never easy, and it shouldn't be. And the ups and the downs, even though we were number one ranked team, and every team in there may be a little jealous, we had all the things of adversity that all teams have. And what great teams do, they learn to get over it. And that's a testament to our players. They're winners. And they brought that spirit every day to practice. And so I think that's what makes this a special year, probably even more special than last year.
Everybody talks about Bobby setting the table as the first guy out, Robbie Shelton and what he's done as a freshman, Corey and his history and what he's done academically and as a golfer. Trey clinches it yesterday. But Coach, I thought the epitome of what your team is all about and how you were able to do this throughout the course of the year was exemplified in Tom Lovelady's round. I mean, Coach, he at the turn, it looks like he's done, and he battled and actually made that a match. I mean, you had that happen. I know it shows up more in stroke play, but what he did yesterday, especially on the back nine, was kind of an example of what your team did over the course of the whole season, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm really proud of Tom. He doesn't know. We told him, and I think he understands now. So how important his match was. Because Trey was leaking oil, his match was flipping, and for Tom to continue the battle just kept giving us visual energy as he kept on going. And you know, Tom's battle, you know, like I said, I think played a huge part in Trey's match. And I think one of the great things that happened, and is people don't realize, even small things, even in defeat, you do small things that are right. You know, he was done on 17, and Coach Bro, I thought, did an incredible coaching job and said, go hit that tee shot again. And so we didn't know that. And Trey and I didn't have any idea that he hit a provisional. We thought he was still in the match, and it gave us all that stuff. That's a very hard tee shot. And so without even hitting that tee shot was so important for Trey, and for Tom to still be out there in that fairway doing it just gave him the confidence to be able to play that hole the way he ended up playing it. And so I was, excuse me, I was really proud of Tom and his fight. And we really saw him grow as a player, the same as we saw Trey last year in Atlanta. And I think the fruits of what he did yesterday will be truly on display next year, his junior year.
Last thing, and I'll let you go. It's more important than golf. But it's something you alluded to briefly earlier when you're talking about Coach McGraw and the relationship you have and the common interest you have in campus golf ministries. I saw Stephen Bunn there, who I've known for a long time, that does that around the country. Your faith is something that you rely very heavily on, and it's something I know that means the world to you, more important than golf, but being able to share that with your guys and on a national level is something that I've got to think Coach made yesterday all the more special.
It really did, and you mentioned Stephen, who is a phenomenal friend, but he's also a phenomenal friend to the young men. He's our team chaplain, and we kind of had an impromptu meeting at 11:45, wasn't planned. I was probably trying to make sure we had one more meeting because I'm going to miss them so bad. But we had Stephen come in and do a small devotion, and it wasn't prosperity gospel stuff. It wasn't, oh, God, we were going to honor us by winning or anything like that. It was really good to have a private moment that we knew that in athletics somebody wins and somebody loses, and it's, you know, and that our hearts are, you know, to prepare for either. And it was one of the special moments in Alabama golf history to me. And that 15-minute little meeting really set the table for our guys just to be focused and relaxed and calm and at peace to go be their best.
Jay, I'm extremely happy for you and would be regardless because we follow Alabama, we care about Alabama, and you are Alabama. But knowing the kind of guy you are and how you and your players represent that school and everybody that loves the Crimson Tide makes it so much more special. Thank you so much for what you do, the way you do it, but I really appreciate on such a busy day you spending a few minutes with me here on the show.
I appreciate it, Chris, and thanks for all the support and Roll Tide.